And he saw and believed. Of course, it is very much like John to talk about himself without ever mentioning his name. He wants to be unnoticeable. He only wants everyone to know Jesus. It's the author of this gospel that was the one that beat Peter in the foot race. But more importantly, he won out because he believed without seeing. For many people today, especially Catholics, they wander around like Mary Magdala in today's gospel. They've taken my Jesus. You can think of that Italian grandmother. They have taken my Jesus. And you don't know where they put him. To many of us, Christ is dead. He's still in the tomb. That's why we don't go to Mass every week. That's why we don't go to confession. That's why we live and eat and drink and have marital relations with people that are not our spouses. Christ is dead. He's in the tomb for many of us. They've taken him away from us, and we don't know where he is. The difference is Mary Magdalene at least knew where to go. We all have a journey of faith to walk, and all of us are in different places in that journey of faith. Today is not a day for condemnation, but celebration. And we look to the scriptures to help us know who is Jesus, where is Jesus, and where are we with him? Mary Magdalene believed he was dead and he had been stolen. Even though she was at the foot of the cross for those 3 hours as he suffered and died. Even though she was there as they took his body down from the cross and rested his body in the arms and lap of his mother Mary, captured in that beautiful Pietà by Michelangelo. She was there when they rolled him up in those burial cloths and his head with the separate cloth and placed him in the tomb. She went back and he was gone. According to John, she didn't believe. She thought simply he was stolen. Many Catholics today, forget non-Catholics, think he's been stolen. The scandals in the history of the church, the scandals of today, convince them that there is no real Jesus. It's all man-made fiction. We come up with all kinds of conspiracy theories and pay tons of money for Hollywood to present the most obscene and sacrilegious portrayals of the Catholic faith. And we pay them to do it. And we're baptized Catholic. Christ is dead, he's been stolen, and life goes on. But Mary Magdalene knew where to go when she was lost, confused, upset. She went to Peter. She knew that his vicar on earth must have the answer. His vicar on earth must know where and how to point her in this situation. She went to Peter. She ran. And Simon Peter hears this story and runs to the tomb with John. John is much younger. We know now from discovering Simon Peter's bones, which were found underneath the dome of St. Peter's, below the main altar, hidden within rock. Hidden by the early Christians so that the Roman Empire would not take his bones, crush them, burn them, and spread them as ashes as a way to sacrilege and desecrate his body, what many people do today with their own loved ones. They hid him in the rock. And in the 1950s, in excavation work done under St. Peter's, they discovered his bones. Literally, as the scripture said, "You are rock, Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." She went to Peter. Peter was covered with arthritis. We know that from the discovery of his bones. He and John ran to the tomb. John gets there first, but he doesn't go in. Why not? John got there first. John was at the foot of the cross when Peter was hiding out of shame for having denied the Lord 3 times, weeping bitterly, the scriptures tell us. But John stops. And he will not go in. He waits for Peter to arrive. And only after Peter goes in does John follow. Because John knows Peter's a sinner. John knows popes, bishops, priests, cardinals, you and me are sinners. John follows Christ. And John knows that Christ gave the keys to Peter. "You are rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." John reverences the office, knowing the person is a sinner like him. Peter goes in, and he doesn't know what to make of it. John follows, and he sees and believes. He has not yet seen the risen Lord. He only sees clearly that he wasn't stolen, because why would you take a corpse, unwrap it, and take it away naked, when it would be much more easy to grab the burial cloths at the head and the feet and carry it out? Furthermore, why would the head cloth be rolled up and separate from the rest of the burial cloths? John knew Christ was risen, even though he had not yet seen him face to face. Christians today who believe in the resurrection know without seeing. They know, and we know they know, because of how they live. Their lives are different. They don't drink as much as everyone else. They don't eat as much as everyone else. They don't get married to, in quotation marks, to everyone else, like everyone else. Their lives are different. They're joyful, they're happy. They bear hardships, they believe. They have a relationship with Jesus because they know religion is about a relationship with a living, risen person. Not rules and laws and checking off boxes or cultural practices or Christmas or Easter experiences. It's a day in, day out living relationship with a God who knows them intimately and of whom we long to be known by him. He knows our faults and our failings because we run to him in the sacrament of confession. We know his mercy because he forgives and heals us month after month or year after year as often as we go. We know his nurturing love as we approach and receive him every Sunday in Holy Eucharist. And in the gratitude of knowing his love, in the gratitude and joy of being in relationship with him, we treat others the way he treats us. John saw and believed without seeing the risen Lord, and it showed by how he lived before and after this event. He knew the Pope, Peter, was a sinner like himself and us, and he followed Christ. And without seeing, he believed. Today we pray for the grace of that Easter miracle, that without seeing the Lord, we would hear this message of hope, not a story of old, but a reality that plays out every day when a Catholic Christian puts away a life of sin, leaves behind addiction, seeks help with their mental health, serves one another out of gratitude to God for having first loved them. When our lives are changed because of that relationship, in a way that elevates our dignity and lifts up those around us. When we believe through works, not that works save us, but faith is shown by our works, then others will know that he is risen. But for them to believe, it has to start with you. So where are you? Are you Mary of Magdala? They've taken your Lord and you don't know where he is? Are you Peter, who sees and is still confused? Or are you John, who saw the empty tomb and believed? No matter where we are in this journey, if we remain faithful week after week and seek him out with our whole hearts, God is faithful, and he will never be outdone in generosity. Today can be the beginning of forever in your life. Because as Christians, death is not the end. Christ has conquered death. As Christians, we are neither citizens of this country or any other, but heaven. As Christians, nothing matters more than to get to heaven. And we can do that only if we can see and believe. Happy Easter.